23. They were on a stretch of beach near where Jesse lived. Jesse had brought coffee from Daisy Dykes. When he ordered two, Daisy had asked who the other was for, and Jesse had told her, Crow. Daisy said, "Let me get him another cup so I can spit in it." "He swears he's a law-abiding citizen now," Jesse had said, "and friend of the local police." "Yeah," Daisy said, "and I'm straighter than the Duchess of Cambridge." Jesse and Crow sat on a piece of driftwood. When Jesse told him what Daisy Dyke had said, Crow grinned and made a tomahawk chop with his free hand. "How's Molly feeling?" Crow said. "You heard." "Small town," Crow said. "Big mouths." "I run into a lot of that," Jesse said. "When we find out who hit her, she's quite anxious to get at least one free swing in." He sipped some coffee. Crow had poured his into his fancy thermos. Jesse stared out at the water and said, "You need to stay away from Molly." "Be Molly's call on something like that, wouldn't it?" "Not with me around." Crow was staring out at the water himself. "Always wanted to ask you," he said, "if it came down to it, would you have shot me the way you did Jimmy Macklin?"
"If you'd drawn down on me the way he did, sure.
I would have known better."
"So, why'd you call?" Jesse said.
"Ed Barone visited the widow O'Hara a little while ago," Crow said.
"Really?"
"Really," Crow said.
"And as a concerned member of the community," Jesse said, "you wanted me to know first thing."
"You were with her once," Crow said.
Jesse grinned. "This is a small town."
"You curious about what business Barone had with the widow?" Crow said.
"You should know by now that my curiosity is practically boundless," Jesse said.
"I don't know why it would matter to him at this point," Crow said. "But maybe she picked a side, even though her husband wouldn't. Though once those bids are sealed, I don't see how it would matter."
"Maybe they could get unsealed and adjusted before the big reveal," Jesse said.
"That's a very cynical attitude," Crow said.
"So shoot me," Jesse said.